Combine gritty New York City public school kids with the privileged world of ballroom dancing, and you get a documentary called Mad Hot Ballroom. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
This engaging film combines the warm charm of Spellbound with the kinetic energy of Strictly Ballroom. It will make you want to laugh, cry, and do a little dancing yourself, maybe all at the same time.
5, 6, ready, go!
Mad Hot Ballroom focuses on an annual citywide competition that encompasses the program's 5 dances: foxtrot, merengue, rumba, tango, and swing. The action, directed by Marilyn Agrello, cuts back and forth between 3 public schools in different parts of the city. The film culminates in an emotional dance-off for the enormous trophy that goes to New York's number one dance team. The film's 4th and 5th graders, still a few years from the mad hormones of adolescence, seem hardly likely to embrace the physical touch and constant eye contact ballroom dancing demands. But the wonder of Mad Hot Ballroom is that these kids embrace dance and even get to love it. It's like a sport that hasn't been invented yet, one boy enthuses about ballrooms so old its new charms.
I always think about it, and sometimes if I don't do the steps, I just go over them in my mind, even if I'm not doing them. Because I really want to be in this competition, so I'm trying my hardest to get in.
These dancers get all but addicted to the chance to do something well and feel good about themselves in the process. And because they are so young, not old enough to dissemble and hide their feelings behind bland facial expressions, their disappointments and their joy are easy for us to read and to share in.
You gotta take a deep breath. Every single one of you did an amazing job. And I'm so proud of you.
If you had 3 more points, you would have got through.
I still really don't understand what happened.
As the film progresses, we can literally see these young people start to feel better about themselves as their dancing skills improve. When one teacher says, between tears, "I see them turning into these ladies and gentlemen," you know what she's crying about. Though the kids who don't do well in the citywide contest often end up in tears themselves, the film makes you believe they are all winners. They just don't see it yet.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.